We have to bring Trayon White. Trayon. Shout out to Trayon. Do y'all know who Trayon White is? He's a DC council member that was making $100,000+ a year. But guess what we found out about Democrats and their fight for the people? We found out that these people, and I want to show you who Trayon White, what he dressed like in order to inspire people. I want to show y'all Trayon White. Let me get that. They got him on camera in the car because some people was like, oh, no, it's a conspiracy against him. Conspiracy theory against him. Let me see if I can get a picture. The picture that I want for Trayon. Trayon White. All right. He's out there in his kente cloths. They arrested him in his house coat. He often wears red, white, and blue. Oh, this is the picture that I'm looking like. Not that one. That one is a little bit pixelated. I just want y'all to know who y'all dealing with and why identity politics do not work. Let me say that again for the people in the back. Identity politics do not work. This might be the best picture that we can get of this. So this is Trayon Yong Yong Yong. All right. Trayon Yong Yong Yong. Also, with his Black Panther outfit on. Trayon with his Black Panther outfit on is getting caught up and they saying that he accepted bribes. And he often dresses like this in order to evoke emotion from the people to know that he's for the people. Okay. So keep that in mind. Keep that picture in mind as you go through this story, because we have to make sure that we hold everybody accountable for what it is that they do. Now, I briefly covered this on the Anton Daniels channel when the story first broke. I briefly covered this yesterday, but I want to make sure that I bring him to the front of the congregation. Now that he's appeared in court and people have been able to actually pull the documentation to see exactly what he was arrested for. And keep in mind also this, he was arrested in his penthouse.
Our crew was there as Ward 8 Councilmember Trayon White left the D.C. federal court after being charged with bribery. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. I'm Simone DiAlba. Prosecutors allege White agreed to accept $156,000 in cash payments to pressure D.C. government employees to extend contracts for two companies to provide violence intervention services in the district.
Violence intervention services. You know, I meant to bring this up in our debate yesterday, but I got so caught up talking about these chicks with the middle part bust down. Violence intervention services. That's what he was focused on, making sure that he brought to the community. But it just so happened to be a bribe that was taking place in order for him to bring that. So remember when y'all was saying defund the police and we needed to get to the core root of the problem? Well, guess what? Trayon Yong Yong was going to bring forth violence intervention services to get to the root cause of the issue. Just got caught up with a little bit of a cash payment.
This afternoon, we have team coverage on this high-profile case. Our Lynell Donovan is in Ward 8 with new reaction from the community on this charge. But first, let's begin with our Rafael Sanchez Cruz. He was inside the courtroom when that charge was read. Rafa, walk us through the details of the investigation.
I'm curious to Rafa.
Yeah, Simone, the nearly 40-page criminal documents have photos like this one, which show council member Trayon White allegedly accepting envelopes with cash inside anywhere from $5,000 to $15,000. Now, the FBI says they have White accepting these bribes on video. Now, the 40-year-old was released today by federal judge Gene Mike.
Look what he was arrested in. Look what he was arrested in. And look at the person that's sitting next to him. The person that's sitting next to him got their Gucci bag. Got his kente, his Kuta Kente robe on, and he was sitting in his penthouse with his Tesla outside right after he was getting out there and he had accepted all of this money. Now, remember this. Think about it like this. He was only arrested and caught by the FBI on camera. He's being charged with bribery because he accepted $156,000 in bribes. That's that we know of. Why would they go after him in the first place? And what is it that he accepted that we don't even know of, that we can't even prove? Because remember, this guy has been in office for 7 to 8 years. 7 to 8 years. These lifetime council members and these Congress members and stuff been in a house for 7 to 8 years. In these positions, making hundreds of thousands of dollars as a city council person in D.C. Hundreds of thousands of dollars. I believe that his salary was somewhere between $154,000 and $174,000, $176,000 per year. Per year. And if it ain't for the FBI catching these people, where would we be? Y'all was, he just won his primary. He was set to be reelected again, and he won his primary again because he was going to continue to be in serving the community. He had just got done doing a fundraiser. He was over there helping the kids. He had a I Stand With Trey on and all of this stuff. Meanwhile, he making sure that he get bribe money so he can send his little hood rat chick on vacation for her girls trip.
Michael Harvey, and he was covered by supporters as he left court this afternoon. Some supporters yelling that they loved him as he was placed in a car. As the car departed, they chanted Ward 8. So how did White...
And it's nothing... And I'm going to let this whole thing play, but I just got to say this. I got to get my thoughts before we get there because I'll forget it. And so sometimes I got to write it down to make sure. This is why the community is trash. As this guy literally is on camera accepting bribes to give y'all services that we know of and has sent his chick on girls trips, walking around in Wakanda Forever gear. The black community is saying, free Trayon and War 8. We love you, Trey. We love you, Trey. These are the people of the community. Listen to what I'm saying, y'all. You don't even have to be on the up and up. The bar is so freaking low. The bar is so low in the community. Me and Cam last night caught the third degree for actually pulling ourselves up literally by our bootstraps. Trey White. It's Trey White. I Stand With Trayon. Trey is literally selling your community out the same way that they've been doing for years, voting on identity politics. And y'all say, we love you, Trey. Ward A. Why you think that I'm not trying to fix the community no more? Y'all voted for this. Y'all wanted this. This is what y'all continue on to rock with. What am I supposed to do when y'all want self-inflicted wounds and y'all won't even hold yourselves accountable? What is wrong with us? We are a cursed culture. The culture is cursed. It's cursed, y'all. Save yourself. If you just so happen to be the one to die. Ooh. Get the dirt off my shoulder. If you just so happen to be the one that dodged the curse and pull yourself up by your bootstraps, don't go back. Never return back. Never return back before you get them demons on you. Because you know demons like to jump. Woo! They do the long jump. Soon as you hug somebody, be careful who you hug. I know y'all think that it's a joke, but I'm trying to tell you, be careful who you give your energy to. Listen. We fighting against spirituality and principalities at this point. And the world is already predicted to be doomed. And so you're going to have to enjoy it and save who you can when you can, when they decide to go on this journey with you. Be careful who you hug. Before we get into this, be careful who you hug. Them spirits can be on you. I know you don't believe in it, but I'm telling you and I'm warning you. Be careful who you shake hands with. Be careful what spirits that you let into your house. Be careful the type of people that you let around your family. Be careful about the people that you decide that you want to embrace and you kiss. Be careful who you open up your legs to, ladies, because you're letting spirits inside of you that is not going to be conducive for your lifestyle. Be careful. Let me say it again for the people in the back. Be careful who you open up your legs to when you decide to give a child to. You are literally cursing your child with this culture that we embrace that we know is not best for us. You heard it here first. You heard it here first. I'm telling you. I know you don't believe it, but I warned you. Don't act like I didn't tell you. Now that you're going to have to deal with it.
Get caught up in this FBI investigation. Court documents say a company owner in D.C. was facing federal charges for stealing pandemic relief funds and agreed to disclose all of his illegal doings in exchange for a plea deal. The person agreed to work with the FBI and recorded the interactions with White. The Ward 8 council member allegedly accepted four cash payments of $35,000 each between June and August. In exchange, White would use his position as a council member to pressure government employees at the Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement and the Department of Youth and Rehabilitation Services to extend several D.C. contracts. Those contracts were valued at $5.2 million.
Check this out. While we sitting there and they finessing, Byron Turner says, I really hate you people who stand with either party. We hate you too. We hate you too. What you think? You think that you think you special? Guess what? Same energy back to you, big dog. We hate you too. We hate you with a passion. I hate who my God hate. I hate you too. Absolutely. And don't sit here and tell me, no, it's not okay to hate as a, yes, you can. I hate pedophiles. I hate murderers. I hate killers. I hate people that hate you. You hate me, I hate you back. Now what? I hate you too. Yo, no solution, have an ass.
$1 million and were intended to provide violence intervention services here in the district. Now, White chairs the Committee on Recreation, Libraries, and Youth Affairs, which oversees several agencies, including DYRS. In the recorded interactions, he mentioned several times how he's trusted when he comes to these kinds of issues. Now, these court documents also indicate that it was White himself who suggested to the company owner that they needed to expand and try to get contracts in other areas like housing and mental health. He called housing a, quote, cash cow. Now, the person working with the FBI says that he also gave White other types of gifts, like he was able to take him to gifts like trips to the Dominican Republic as well as Las Vegas.
Let me guess. Hey, listen, this is literally the passport bro and I'm black and I got money starter kit. Okay. Two trips that you take when you black and you starting to get money starter kick. They first go to Dominican Republic. First trip out of the country, most black people go to two places. Us up in here in Michigan, the first trip that we ever took out of the country was to Canada because we live right across the street from Canada. The first trip out of the country is to two places. They got to go to the Dominican Republic and they got to go to Mexico, somewhere in Mexico, probably Tulum, Cancun. Hey, y'all, we got our passport. What my passport said? Hey, y'all, we got our passport. Tulum, here we, hey, Sasua. Yeah. We got money starter kit, y'all. Got money starter kit. Oh, well, first we got to get a Charger Hellcat or we got to get us a Tesla. Next thing we got to do is we got to go to the Dominican Republic and we got to go to Sasua and we got to go to Mexico somewhere. Ask your homegirl where she going on her. I'm going to Vegas and I'm going to the Dominican Republic.
White could face.
Y'all done played out the Dominican Republic. So much so to where when I decided that I needed to take my daughter to a Taekwondo competition, I said, yeah, I'm going to go to Dominican. Oh, what part are you going to Dominican? Go to Zazua? No, man, I'm taking my daughter to the Dominican. What are you talking about? Oh, make sure you hit Zazua on your way back, though. Spirit got a flight going to Dominican Republic. Nonstop. You can go nonstop from multiple different places in the country on a Spirit flight. Spirit flies directly to Zazua. Zazua.
Maximum of 15 years in prison. He also might have to pay three times the amount.
And then they're gonna put up a meme that say, "Don't catch feelings, catch flights." Hey, then they're gonna put up an Instagram post of them in Sasua, and the caption is gonna read, "Don't catch feelings, catch flights." Hey, you get this? You get my good side? I don't catch feelings, I catch flights, baby. I'm not to finish this story. Let me let this play out, man.
Say he took, he's due back here in federal court on September 19th. Simone?
I mean, his arrest, the charges, shocking. Of course, he is poised to win a third term in November, and that election is just about 60 days away. Rafa, thanks for your reporting tonight. We appreciate it. Well, moments after the case against Councilmember White was unsealed, Mayor Muriel Bowser spoke to reporters at an unrelated event. Here's what she had to say.
Well, I mean, I could state the obvious, but so maybe I will. It's very troubling. It's very disappointed. I'm sure that constituents across the city, but especially in Ward 8, are very disappointed. People need representation. They need people that go down to the Wilson Building and put them first and fight for them. And I know that I speak for them in my disappointment about it. And I'm gonna, anytime any part of the government is questioned in this way, it distracts from the very important work that has to be done. If we are talking about offices that are focused on keeping people out of harm's way, preventing violence, especially with our focus on alternatives to law enforcement strategies, which we're very committed to. This also puts those...
All right, baby. I got you. But the fact of the matter is, again, Trey, he was in a car talking with a federal agent, accepting bribes and selling out his community. And so I don't hear nobody from the black community holding him accountable. I don't see nobody coming to the forefront of the congregation and saying, we don't stand with Trey no more. I can't believe it. We need to hold you accountable. Where's Umar Johnson? Where's Umar? Is Umar somewhere? Can Umar please speak to Trey? And why nobody in the black community, all of the blackity blacks, I want to stand with Trey. Why ain't nobody holding him accountable for that? Anyways, neither here nor there. Let me read a couple of these super chats.